Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our August 15th budget meeting for the sole purpose of setting a proposed rate and setting a public hearing on the proposed budget. I filed a budget we finished up yesterday evening, and I think the budget may have gotten sent to some elected officials before I got a chance to peruse it completely. Anyway, we looked at it, we filed it. I filed that this morning at nine or so. Mm-hmm. About 10 o'clock, Miss Margie came in and says, "Hey, you hadn't filed that budget yet, have you?" And I said, "Well, I have. So she had been looking over things and found a couple of uh-ohs in. So she had to take those debt. It was in the debt service portion of the budget. And she took those numbers over to Miss Betty Davis, who was more than gracious enough to drop everything she had and recalculate and print out the new figures. And so the budget, the proposed rate that I don't think we're going to go over is the same as the voter approval rate, aka what we used to call the rollback rate, and that rate in the initial budget was 51350 or something, but when she recalculated, it's 0.50776, so which is a little lower. I figured Mr. McCoppin would clap for that, but anyway, it's a little bit lower than we first anticipated, which is a good thing for all our constituents. The no new revenue rate is 0.48071. And we all know that's the rate that we would have to have if we just wanted to keep the exact same amount of income. So we're coming down from 0.53 down to 0.50776 is what I'm proposing. This is about my 20th budget, and I have never proposed a budget that involved a rollback or an election being automatic, and all the collective experience that I have with me here, I ain't never seen them do it. But so I'm going to presume we're not going over that rate. And I think one of the purposes of this meeting is to make it public that we're proposing a rate, I'm being repetitious, but of 0.50776, which is the same rate and not above the voter approval rate. And the budget, it was filed today, it and then the corrected that where the typos were fixed has to stay on file for at least 15 days. So the next time after 15 days that we're already meeting is September the 4th. So that's the date I would suggest. Anyway, is there, Miss Margie, is there anything else I need to disclose? I think I've covered all the rate requirements, but I'll tax rate of 0.50776 per $100 valuation has been, or that's what I think the notice is going to say. That's what I'm proposing. Proposed tax rate 0.50776. No new revenue rate is 0.48071 per 100, and voter approval rate is 0.50776 per 100. The no new revenue rate is the tax rate for the 2024 tax year that will raise the same amount of property tax revenue for San Jacinto County from the same properties in both the 2023 tax year and the 2024 tax year. The voter approval rate is the highest rate that San Jacinto County may adopt without holding an election to seek voter approval of the rate. Proposed rate is greater than the no new revenue tax rate. This means that San Jacinto County is proposing to increase taxes for the 2024 tax year, even though we're lowering the rate. I'm proposing a public hearing on the proposed tax rate will be held on September 4th, 2024, 9 p.m., Sanderson County Shelter, 255 Live Oak, Cold Springs, Texas. The proposed rate is not greater than the voter approval rate. As a result, San Jacinto County is not required to hold an election at which voters may accept or reject the proposed rate. However, you may express your support or opposition to the proposed tax rate by contacting members of San Jacinto County Commissioner's Court at their offices, or by attending the public hearing mentioned above. Your taxes owed under any of these rates mentioned can be calculated as follows: property tax amount, tax rate times is equal to the tax rate times the taxable value of your property per $100 value. And then this notice will have who voted for this proposal and who voted against it, who was present and not voting, and who was absent. I guess I can go ahead and fill in one of them blanks. Mr. Mars is not here. And then it goes on. The proposed notice, Miss Davis was kind enough to prepare it, gives you information about links to the property tax database. You can easily access information regarding your taxes. The 86th Texas Legislature modified the manner in which the voter approval rate is calculated to limit the rate of growth of property taxes in the state. They did that. They certainly did. And then they send down mandates to the appraisal district and tells them how high you got to set the values up. So, yes, they're communicating with us out of both sides. And that's all I need to say about that. Some of them that's got their whole family here ready to hit the door, that we'd do this quick as we can. That might inspire a motion by somebody, but if there's other discussion, lay it out there.
Yeah, I don't have any discussion. I mean, I'm good. Yep. Y'all got something? Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion to set the proposed rate at 0.50776 and set the public hearing on September the 4th at 9 a.m.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. Have a second by Commissioner Brandon to set the proposed rate at 0.50776 and set the public hearing for September the 4th at 9 o'clock right here in this building, 255 Live Oak. Any other questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
4-0.
And Mr. Mars is not here. Sorry about that. Thank y'all for catching that. Okay, none against, none present and not voting, absent, Donnie Mars, Mark Tuno, Laddie McAnally, David, Brandon, and Fritz Faulkner. Now, I'm just writing this on here. Miss Davis, do you send this over to the newspaper? Okay. Anything else we've...
No, I'll put these names in the morning. I'll send it to Margie to prove it, and then I'll send it to the newspaper.
Thank you so much. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Commissioner McNally, Commissioner Brandon, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.